An English in a Charizard.
My is the only name I knew her. I never knew her English name. Is she what that? But he sure told good stories. She had hot hand signs. You go like that to my grandma. You want to eat a drink? My grandma would ask her if she was hungry, she'd go. You would take a break and eat first and then start again. Funny, I never learned all them stories he told. I never knew what stories went with this and that. He always had easy stories. We didn't understand anything, we asked my grandma. Yeah, mostly I always talk about these wild animals. One story she talked about some man was looking for somebody. I don't know what she was going to do. And she was talking about this guy was trying to find this guy, and just at that time somebody come to the door. We both just screamed, me and my brother. We ran in that bedroom and laid on the bed. They were laughing at us. You want a piece of cake?
Where'd you get cake from?
Robert made it.
Well, maybe a little slice.
Get a dish and dish it out for the pan.
Hard to pass up cake.
I'm gonna have one cake.
Do you want me to get you one?
Did you leave anything?
the knife.
Tissue?
Mm-hmm.
I like cake.
Well, I'll bring it over to the... Thank you, Connor.
Well, bring up my sugar, but I gotta have some cake once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I like the smell of that when you were baking cake.
What time, Kadok, did she start her stories? Did she wait till the night?
The evening, yeah.
So it had to be dark for her to start?
No. Right after supper, she started.
Oh.
My grandma always made a bed for her. She didn't want her traveling at night because she couldn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the frosting you use here. Lady used to bake. They'd make bread. After they make loaves, then they make biscuits. Then they make pie. Last they make cake.
Did they make it any time of year?
Huh?
Did they make it any old time of year?
Every other week they do. My grandma and I, we always cut one loaf and a pan of biscuits. That old lady wouldn't eat pie. They would eat peaches. She never had pie. I don't know why. She had a name for beaches. I don't know what she called them. Anyway, my grandma understood her. She would get up and get her a peach.
So your grandma gave her a place to stay and a full belly. Did she give her any other kind of gifts?
Well, yeah, sometimes she would give her a blanket. She said she had her blankets all over. She didn't even have them at her house. When she leave him, my grandma would put them away for her. And how they used to cover up their heads. She had one certain blanket she used all the time. They look kind of rag. But that's the one she used. Some places they walk her home. Some people walked her home. But my grandma always made a bed for her. Sometimes she would stay a couple of days. And then my grandma had to walk her home. I don't even know where she lives. My grandma said her house was neat. Pretty in that house, she said. Certain people would take care of her stuff, like shovel and rake, go check on the work and put them away for her. And we never had lawnmowers. They had a scythe. That's what they cut the lawn for her. One time she'd come over to the house at night. We asked her how, my grandma asked her how she got there.
Thank you.
They didn't say how far she walked, but she walked during the night. They asked her why she came. She said she was scared to stay home. I guess somebody went and, what do we call another bus? Somebody stole something anyway. That's why they came over. You should see all them guys that went around from house to house and went to look for it. They found it. It was a young man that stole that. He lost a rake. My dad would always check on me.
92% of households that kick off the year with Peloton are still active a year later? Yeah, actively using it as a coat rack.
Congrats on 50 rides!
Okay, but it's still just a fad.
Just an elitist fitness coat.
He was so blanket. Now she's sitting on the floor, somber blanket. When they don't see her, they say she's busy sewing blankets. That's when they didn't see her.
Onion Dasso, Bibibuna Gizzard.
She walked pretty good. I don't know how old she was. You know, her hair wasn't even white. But she was old.
Do you remember when she passed away? Do you remember when she passed away?
Finally, one day I asked my grandma how come she didn't come and tell stories, and she said she's not here with us anymore. I didn't even know when she died. I don't think she had any kids. I guess she had a husband, but her husband died. I never knew her old man. I didn't even know how he looked. But he had a brother. the brother would check on her